1, begin transmission.
Oye, oye, oye. It's 1930 UTC, which means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I am out and about walking around looking for dudes. Yeah, isn't that fun? Well, I certainly think so. That's why I do it. Where am I today? Well, I'm at my secret mushroom grounds that is in the vicinity of Tranquility Park. And I'm just walking up the path alongside the creek. And I'm having a real good time. It's a lovely day. It's the first day of good weather. Oh, look, here's some mati tracks. Yeah, we're already on the mats. Where's my mate? Uh-oh. I found some nettles I need to avoid. Good job, Tobe. God, I hate nettles so much. So anyway, we're out and about today just looking for anything we feel like finding. And I'm hoping to find some kind of mushroomage because we've had all the rain. The weather's been real good. We ought to be able to find something fun and exciting, and not, you know, Caprinus. Oh, look, I found some inky caps. Or, you know, the other slight variation. Oh, I think I found some mica caps. Oh, I found a shaggy mane. And as I say that, I'm looking down the creek at the base of this tree. There's a huge, huge flush of Caprinus. Very nice. Very, very nice. I'm not going to bother taking a picture of that. I mean, come on. If you want to see a huge flush of Caprinus, you probably have one in your yard somewhere. So I'm going to keep on walking along. It's a little bit muddy. Not all the water's been absorbed into the ground. Ooh, look, deer tracks. Okay, that's cool. I like deers. So yeah, it's a little bit muddy, but I'm not picking up too much. So hooray. Alright, well, we're about to approach Polypore Bend. And I'm looking down into the little ravine here, in the area where we usually find some brown cups, and I'm not seeing any. Okay, well, let's just keep going here, going around this funky S-curve that is Polypore Bend, looking down in here, looking on that log where I have found eyelash cups, seeing nothing on these logs. Come on, give me some kind of funky, interesting fungus. I want to see something good today. I want to see something good. I've been stuck in the house for the last week. Now I'm on the other side of the ravine, looking down to where we normally find the brown cups, and geez, ain't no brown cups down there. That's weird. Seems to me like we should be seeing some. Wait, looking down into the creek, what is that? No, that's just trash. Where's my matis? Okay, we're approaching the Pit of Despair. This is a known mati area. So, I'm going to shade my eyes from the blazing sun. Look down into the pit. I can see lots of mati holes. But I do not see any matis. Where's my mati? Come on, matis, who wants to play? Where's all my matis? Boy, I would have thought on a nice sunny day like this, it's warm and it's sunny, thought the Motts would be out. What was that noise? I don't know. Here's some logs. Here's some Caprinus. So much Caprinus. So little time. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Oh, and here's some little Caprinus on another log here. Oh, so nice. Hello, lovely Caprinus. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Check these logs over here. These are always some good logs. Oh, wait, there's something on that log. What is that? Oh, my God, it's brown cups. And they're kind of old, too. I can't get in there because it's all surrounded by nettles. Stupid nettles. My only natural enemy. I hate nettles so much. And look, here's an entire field of them. Yeah, that's like an acre of nettles. Do I need that? No. No, I don't. All right, so let's walk up here and look down into the creek again. See if we can see any dudes. I do not see any dudes. I am looking for the dudes, but I cannot find the dudes. All right, let's just keep going up here. See what we can find up here. There's a couple of good logs I like to check up here by this marmot den. Oh, where are my motties? Where, oh, where are my fungus buddies? I don't see any mushrooms on this log. Oh, wait. Yes, I do. I lied. There's one little brown cup. It's not that little. But he's folded in there into the crack of the log. That's neat. Oh, here's some fresh motty tracks. And there's a motty den right up here. Does that mean there is a motty in this motty den? This is the den that is covered by the fallen down tree. I'm looking in there. I don't see anything. Motty, are you in here? I want to say hi. Well, there could be a marmot in there, but he's now probably hiding from me. Because I made so much noise on the approach. I don't feel like being in the direct sunlight, so I'm just going to turn around and we're going to head back the way we came. Look at those motty tracks. So nice. Yeah, it's a lovely day. It's about, I don't know, 65 degrees. Mostly sunny. Not much wind. You get the occasional gust and then it's nice and still. This is my first day out in a couple of days. It's been cold, it's been windy, it's been raining. So I've been stuck inside my house, which is boring after a while. And I don't like it. Sex kittens go to college. Oh yeah, perhaps I should explain that. Look at that. That log has Caprinus on it and some old puffballs. I have this old friend, this guy that I knew back in school. And his name is Scott. And he was an interesting character. He's a good writer. He could write good stuff. And he was very funny. And I haven't seen him in a while. And I try to get a hold of him all the time. But he's not exactly computer literate. And even though he is some kind of associate professor at the local community college, teaches writing or theater or something, and he does have a university email address, he doesn't ever check his email or anything. You can't get a hold of this guy. That's neither here nor there. He, in turn, has a lifelong friend, a kid that he grew up with, that I eventually met. His name was Colin. Colin was also quite the character and very funny. And he's a guy that could always make me laugh. And every once in a while, out of nowhere, he would sing, "Sex kittens go to college." And that would never fail to crack me up. And even just thinking about it, it makes me laugh. Now, sex kittens go to college. What does that even mean? Well, that's actually the title of a film. Yeah, no kidding. This is, I don't know the date on the film, but it's pretty old. Here's some fresh deer tracks. Sex Kittens Go to College is one of those sort of classic sex symbol movie star movies from the golden age. And we're talking, you know, the 50s or potentially even the early 60s. I'm not sure. That's an old movie. And despite the provocative name, the provocative title, it's not a very sexy movie. But it's Mamie Van Doren and who else? There's two other women in the movie. And they're all, you know, your basic sex symbols of the era, which I don't particularly find sexy. I do not find Marilyn Monroe attractive. I find her to be very, very stupid. And that makes her repulsive to me. Same with any of those women from back then. Oh, look how stupid I am. Isn't it cute? No, it's not. Stupid is not sexy. Stupid is stupid. But I digress. I don't remember when I first came across the movie Sex Kittens Go to College. But I don't like it. You know, I haven't even seen it all the way through. I've managed to watch the beginning a couple times, but it's so boring, it's so old, it's so very uninteresting that it can't be watched. But I love the title. How can you not love the title, Sex Kittens Go to College? Right? You know, and I think it seems to imply more today than it did back then. Back then, you know, it's just, when the movie first came out, you know, the literal meaning is about all there is to that title. And Sex Kitten meant something completely different than it does today. But needless to say, I love the title, Sex Kittens Go to College. And if I ever write a book, I would like to entitle it that, but I don't know if I'd be able to. But anyway, apparently Colin, my friend's friend, he also just liked that title. And he wouldn't just say it out loud. He would sing it in a kind of a, you know, real lounge singery kind of way. The sex kittens go to college. And ever since I ever heard him do that years and years ago. Wait, there's more marmot tracks here where we just were. Were these tracks made since we've been walking on this path? Is there a marmot around here? So every once in a while, I have to sing Sex Kittens Go to College myself. And it cracks me up. Maybe I'll have to... Wait. What's that in that tree? What's that in the tree? I see you, Matty! There's a Matty in a tree. He's on the other side of the creek. He's, 25 meters away. He's just sitting in the tree, and he's not up high or anything. He's just sort of where the main branches fork off. He's just sort of sitting in the crotch of the tree, and he's looking at me. He's soaking up the sun. He's a sun, Matty, getting some sun. I see you, Mati. No Matis can hide. I find them. And I'm not going to get a picture. He's too far away. And he looks just like a log. Hi, Mati. Hello. Matis. I like marmots. I can find them. Yay, so we found a marmot. Yes. Yes, we did. I wonder if there's some more around here somewhere. Yeah, let's go up here. Yeah, oh, mud, mud, mud. Oh, look at this. Some fresh deer tracks. Mud, mud, mud. Oh, I'm walk on the moss, avoid the mud. Sex kittens go to college. Maybe I should write a complete song. Maybe I need to get out my zook and flush that out. Make that an entire little song that I could sing. Something, something, something. Something, 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 da da. Cause something, 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 da 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 blah, da 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 da. Oh, sex kittens go to college. Okay, right? You see where I'm going with this? I think that would be a perfect. Ooh. Was ist los, meine Kinder? Wer ist meine Messer? Ja, es seid manigt und rot mit Blut. Look at this. Here's our brown cups. So here's where our brown cups have been hiding. I'm walking along the path. I'm practically back to my car. And there's this little tiny depression here. Right before these logs and before we get into the creek. And yeah, there's some big brown cups. And whoa, yeah, here we go. All right. Camera is coming out. And are we in macro mode? Yes, we are. The sunlight is hitting these just right. And get down here at the right angle. Yeah. Here's some lovely, lovely brown cup mushrooms. All right, probably got a decent shot there. I'm now looking down into the creek where there are some marmot dens. But I don't see any other matis. Even though I am looking. Where's my matis? Mut. Okay. So yeah, there's some geese in the parking lot. Because it rained. You might be asking yourself, how does that follow? Well, when it rains, it makes puddles. And geese see them and say, hey, that's my personal lake. Even though it's just a puddle in a parking lot. And those geese are enjoying it a great deal. All right, I'm actually kind of heading back to my car here. Because I kind of got to cut this bit short. Just going to walk right up here and avoid all this water. I'm walking on rocks. I can hear frogs in the swampy swampland. The wind is getting kind of bad because now I'm out of the forest and everything. And here we are, back at the car. All right, well, I guess we better go somewhere. Where are we gonna go? I don't know, but we'll be there in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, 0. And here we are, back in the studio. Hello, hello. Hello. Ooh. Oh boy. I don't even want to think of all the rest of the stuff I have to do today. Ugh. Look at these forms. Look at these multiple page forms I have to fill out. Geez, this one's like 9 pages. This one's like 70 pages. Well, maybe 6 pages. 6, 70. What's the difference? I'm only off by an order of magnitude. Oh yeah, so what can I tell you? The one good thing that did happen to me, other than, you know, walking around in various places looking for stuff, is I did manage to eat a hamburger today. I I have some food around in the house, but I just could not bring myself to eat any of it, and so I ran out and I spent some money. I feel kind of bad, but on the other hand, I feel good that I ate a hamburger. And so now I'm nice and full. And I want to, actually, I'm really tired. I want to take a nap. I think I got up too early. I know I got up too early. But I can't take a nap. Because I got to do more stuff. I have to help a friend of mine move a little bit later. In a couple of hours. And I'm afraid if I take a nap now, I'll probably fall asleep and totally space it off and miss it. And forget what I'm supposed to do. So, I don't know. And you know what else is annoying me? Oh, this is a fresh set of annoyances. I just realized that I missed the movie that I wanted to watch last night. Late night on TCM was Lady Snowblood. And that's really good. Kind of weird Japanese movie that I really like. And I don't think I've ever been able to see it all the way through. I've only ever caught bits and pieces of it. You know, I've probably watched more than half of it, but I've never seen it from beginning to end. And I was sort of happy that it was going to be on, and I thought, oh yeah, I can watch it from beginning to end. And then, of course, I seem to have forgotten all about it. And so, man, I just cannot stop messing stuff up around here. So that means we're going to the TV. Being as I missed the game today, I need to get some results on the Madrid Derby that was played in the Champions League today. Atletico Madrid versus Real Madrid in a Champions League semifinal. So I'm flipping around to sports stations. Okay, here's one sports station. They're playing hockey. Here's another sports station, and it's guys talking about NASCAR. Let's find some sports. Give me some sports. Here's some people talking about sports. And on the other sports channel is just more people talking about sports. Very little actual sports going on here. And so we only have one more sports channel to check. 47. Oh, wait, we need to go back. Yeah, and it's golf. Is golf a sport? I suppose it is. I'm down here on one of the ESPN channels, and I saw a thing that said UEFA, so something's going to come across on the crawling scroll here. Hopefully we'll get me some scores on my game. There's a game tomorrow too, and I will watch that game, and I will love it. And I'll be so happy I got to see it. But boy, oh boy, what am I going to do right now? I have no idea. I'm very tired. I do not want to fall asleep. If I fall asleep, that will be a pain in the neck. Oh, but I want to. I'm so sleepy. Oh, I dropped the lid to my tea. There we go. And where's my cat? Well, what do cats do? If they're not yanging, if they're not doing kitty business, what are cats doing? That's right, they're sleeping. Ah, this tea is good. Mm-hmm. Ah, so yummy. All right, we just got to get through the MLB and NFL stuff, and then my UEFA stuff is on. Oh, that's some good tea. What was I just going to say? Oh, I don't know. Oh, there are days when I shouldn't be doing shows. This is one of those days. I got nothing.
I can't even turn it to other TV channels because we might miss my score. Oh, my life is a simplicity at best.
It occurs to me that House is on.
Do you want to hear my commentary on an episode of House? Oh, House. Is it my favorite show? It's my favorite show that is a show, but it's my favorite for other reasons. To me, House is a comedy. Does anybody else think that that's a funny show? I mean, you know, if you take away all the patients who are dying, and you take away all the drama and all the conflict, would people be laughing their heads off? I don't know. Okay, here we go. Champions League semifinals, first leg. Real Madrid 3, Atletico Madrid 0. And that Real Madrid 3 is a Ronaldo hat trick. 10th minute, 73rd minute, and 86th minute. 7th. That's Ronaldo's 7th Champions League hat trick. And that ties him with Lionel Messi. And that's the first hat trick ever conceded by Atletico. All right, so the second game of that series will be May 10th. All right, good to know. Oh, so what am I doing? We don't need to watch sports channels anymore. We need to check the cartoon channel. But I can already tell you what's on. I haven't even looked yet. It's probably Teen Titans. So let's flip over to the Cartoon Network. And am I right? Yes, of course I am. Teen Titans. Raven teaches the other Titans how to dance properly, but then they are captured by who even cares. So we're going to House. Yo, I house you, baby. And let's read the description of this particular episode. House and the team consider foul play while treating a woman who collapsed at her wedding. Blah, blah, blah. And there's House sitting at his desk, being played by easily one of my favorite comedic actors of all time, Hugh Laurie, of the famous two-man comedy team Fry and Laurie. His partner was always Stephen Fry. And I'm always watching this show, waiting for him to do some funny Wooster and Jeeves stuff, or waiting for him to say something funny. But the only thing he says that's funny is when he's berating people. And here he is. He's berating his colleagues right now. And pretty soon they're going to cut. Yep, here's another scene. And now he's berating his patient. And, oh, I've seen this episode. I don't need to watch it. And he's always berating people. This is why I wish House was my doctor. He could come in and berate me, and then I would yell at him, and then he would yell at me some more, and then I would say, hey, do you want to get punched in the head? And he would say something smart-ass, and then we'd be fighting it out, and we'd probably be swinging at each other with cricket bats. And then that would be a good doctor visit. That would be much more interesting to me than the standard, okay, stand on this scale, we'll weigh you. Okay, now we got to see how tall you are. Okay, now we got to put the sphygmomanometer on you and measure your blood pressure. 120 over 60 or whatever. I don't know how to do blood pressures. I don't care. You want to know why? Because my name's Tobe, and I am not the chairman of the Dubious Blood Pressure Committee, a show that doesn't air every single day at 19:30 UTC, because that's the time for my regular show, Dubious Goals Committee. I'm bored out of my mind. I gotta do some stuff, and I don't know what to tell you. Okay, see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
This is Coldplay with the Scientist. ハロー。